I have no idea what she just said.
我完全唔知道頭先劉牧師講啲乜嘢。
But I'm sure it was very nice.
不過我相信咧係好好嘅説話。
Good morning, church.
教會各位弟兄姊妹早晨。
I'm grateful for this opportunity to come and share with you this morning.
我今日咧好高興有機會嚟到大家當中同大家分享。
And I'm grateful for Hanson, who's worked very hard on this sermon.
我感謝神有一個翻譯幫助我。
This is my first time speaking in the Cantonese congregation since I've started serving at Fraserlands Church 2 years ago.
自從兩年前在菲沙倫教會侍奉以來，這是我第一次在廣東話堂來講道。
I hope it won't be my last.
希望不是最後一次啦。
I would like to share a practice that we do in the English congregation when I preach.
我希望跟大家分享一個在英文堂我講道的時候一個習慣。
I often start my sermons with the practice of passing the peace.
我通常開始的時候會用一個傳遞和平的方式。
Passing the peace is something done by many Christians all around the world, something that's been done since the early church.
傳遞和平的方式其實在世界很多地方基督徒都做了，甚至在早期教會他們都做的。
Peace be with you is a greeting given by Jews, and it was also used by Jesus.
願你們平安這句話是在很多猶太人裏面都會用，而且耶穌基督自己也有用的。
When the Apostle Paul wrote his letters, he would start all of them with grace and peace be with you.
當你睇保羅書信嘅時候，通常佢開始嘅時候都會提到願恩惠同埋平安與你們同在。
So when we offer the peace of Christ, what we are offering each other is more than just a greeting.
所以呢，我哋咧同大家打招呼嘅時候多過一個問候，而係咧俾大家有個平安。
We offer each other a prayer.
我哋會同大家祈禱啦。We
wish the peace of God to be upon someone.
我哋希望神嘅平安咧係落到你哋中間。
God's peace is more than just a relaxing feeling.
神嘅平安咧唔係淨係一個好放鬆嘅感覺。
Peace in the Bible is the word shalom.
喺聖經裏邊，平安呢個字係shalom，即係平安咁解。
It means total flourishing in life.
係完全嘅繁榮同埋得到生命。
All is well because all is being cared for by God.
一切都係好好，因為咧上帝看顧咗我哋嘅一切。
So I will offer you the words, the peace of Christ be with you, and you will respond with the words, and also with you.
所以我會跟你們說，願主的平安與你們同在，然後你們會回應說，亦都跟你同在。
And then you will take a moment to stand and pass the peace to each other.
我們一會大家會站起來，然後我們互相傳遞平安。
The first person gets to say the peace of the Lord be with you.
第一個人就會講那句，就是願神的平安與你們同在。
And if someone says that to you, you say, and also with you.
然後你回應就是亦都與你同在。
So church, let's try that together.
好，弟兄姊妹，我們一起試一下好嗎？ 一起站起來。
First of all, I'm going to say it to you. Hold on. Whoa. I'm going to say it to you first.
我會講先。
All right, I'm going to say, the peace of the Lord be with you.
願主的平安與你們同在。
And also with you. All right, go ahead and say it to each other.
你們說吧，互相說吧。
Go ahead and grab a seat.
請坐。
Let's pray together.
我們一起祈禱。
Father, we thank you for an opportunity to gather as your people.
天父，我們感謝你作為你的子民，我們有機會聚集在一起。
We thank you for songs and prayers and your word.
我們感謝你，我們有詩歌、有祈禱和你的話語。
All these things are life-giving to us and bring you honor.
所有這些都是你賜給我們的生命，並且為你帶來榮耀。
Speak to us this morning.
求你今天早上對我們講說話。
Holy Spirit, give us ears and eyes that are open so that we may see and hear you in a fresh and new way.
聖靈啊，求你賜我們有耳朵和眼睛，使我們以全新的方式看到和聽見你。
And speak through me, your servant.
求你向我，你的仆人講說話。
And may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer.
願我口中的話語和我心裏面的默想都成為討你喜悅的。 主啊，你系我嘅磐石同埋我嘅救主。
I pray this in the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣基督嘅名。
Amen.
Amen.
We are in week 2 of our sermon series on church renewal.
我哋咧系喺教会里边已经有第二个礼拜开始讲及咗咧关于教会嘅更新。
Last week, Pastor Anita began the series for you by preaching on the topic of growing godly character.
上个礼拜咧，梁牧师喺度开始咗呢个嘅系列啦，就讲到咧建立敬虔嘅品格。
This week, I'd like to focus on the themes of confession and repentance.
呢个礼拜咧，我想集中喺认罪同埋悔改嘅题目嗰度。
And here's the question I'd like to ask.
我有一个问题想问你哋。
What is the purpose of confession and repentance in the Christian life, and how does it lead to renewal?
在基督徒生命里面认罪和悔改的目的是什么呢？它会怎样可以引致我们有更新呢？
Now I want to start by giving you my definitions of some key words.
我开始的时候我想告诉你我自己觉得这些关键词的定义是什么。
So for instance, I define the word renewal as the increase of freedom in our lives.
我觉得咧系定义呢个嘅更新为咧喺增加我哋生活里边嘅自由。
You see, Jesus came so that we might have life and have life to the full. And one of the characteristics of that full life is freedom.
耶稣嚟到咧，我哋可以拥有生命，并且可以充分咁样去拥有生命。
Now, freedom is here's how I define the word.
我咧系咁样嚟到定义咧自由嘅。
Freedom is our capacity to give God more access to our lives, and our capacity to experience more of God's presence and power in our lives.
自由咧，我哋有能力可以让上帝咧更多地接触到我哋嘅生命，以及咧我哋能够咧喺生活中体验更多上帝嘅同在同埋佢嘅大能。
Freedom isn't just I get to do whatever I want.
自由唔系咧，我中意做咩就做乜嘢。
Christian freedom is my ability to surrender more of myself to God and my capacity to be filled up by the Holy Spirit.
基督徒的自由呢就是我自己选择可以有能力呢去更加降服神被圣灵来充满我。
So the more of my life I can surrender to God, the more space the Holy Spirit has to fill me up. The more I am filled, the more renewal I will experience.
所以咧，如果我能够降服神更加多啦，我就有更多空间可以俾到圣灵嚟到充满我，我就可以更加体验到更多嘅更新。
This is God's will for our lives.
呢个就系神嘅旨意喺我哋生命当中。
God desires that we experience more freedom and victory in our lives.
神希望我哋嘅生命里边经历更多嘅自由同埋胜利。
And God desires that we bear His image on earth.
神也都希望我哋喺地上可以承担起佢嗰个嘅形象。
Last week I argued in my congregation that growing godly character leads to an increase in both of these things.
上个礼拜我英文堂嗰度讲到嘅时候，指出建立敬虔嘅品格咧，会通常导致有两方面嘅增长。
Having more godly character in our lives means we will experience more freedom and victory.
在我们生命里面拥有更多的敬虔品格会令我们可以体验到更多的自由和胜利的。
And having more godly character means we will better bear God's image on earth.
拥有更多敬虔的品格就是我们可以更加好地承担起上帝的形象在我们里面。
We will look and act more like Jesus.
我们看起来和我们的行为会更加像耶稣。
This week I want to argue that confession and repentance are the mechanism, the means by which we grow godly character.
这个礼拜呢我想指出认罪和悔改呢是一个的机制来的是建立呢我们有敬虔品格的一个机制。
Now what do I mean by the word confession and repentance?
咁我觉得是认罪悔改是什么意思呢?
Listen to 1 John 1, 5 to 10 again.
约翰一书一章五至十节这样讲。
This is the message we have heard from him and declare to you, God is light, in him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live out the truth.
神就是光在他毫无黑暗，这是我们从主所听见又报给你们的信息。我们若说与神相交，却仍在黑暗里行，就是说谎话，不行真理了。
But if we walk in the light as he is in the light,We have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies us from all sin.
我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交。他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。
Now, if we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar, and his word is not in us.
我们若说自己无罪，便是自欺，真理不在我们心里了。我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。我们若说自己没有犯过罪，便是以神为说谎的，他的道也不在我们心里了。
You see, being a Christian, following Jesus, means being a child of God, and that means we learn to live in the light of God.
你知道吗？作为一个基督徒咧，我哋跟随耶稣，成为神嘅儿女，我哋要学习生活喺神嘅光里面。
Fellowship with God means walking in the light of God.
与神一齐团契嘅意思咧，就喺行喺神嘅光里面。
So confession, therefore, is acknowledging that we have lived part of our lives in the dark.
因此认罪就是承认我们生活的一部分在黑暗里面的。
That there is some part of our lives we have where we have tried to live without reference to God.
就是说其实我们生命里面某一个部分我们尝试跟神没有关系这样的情况来活下去的。
We are not being guided by the light of God.
我们没有受到神的光去指引。
Instead, we've decided to do it our own way.
相反我们决定用我们自己的方式来去做。
And this is rebellion against God. This is what we call sin.
这个就是向上帝的反叛，我们称它为罪。
I think the best image in the Bible I can find of what sin looks like is this. Listen to the prophet Jeremiah.
我认为圣经里面最好形容罪的样子就是这样，我们看看耶利米书。
Jeremiah 2:13. My people have committed two sins. They have forsaken me, the spring of living water,And they've dug their own cisterns, broken cisterns that cannot hold water.
耶利米书二章十三节咁讲，佢话：因为我的百姓做了两件恶事，就是离弃我这活水的泉源，为自己锄出池子，是破裂不能存水的池子。
This is sin, choosing not to drink from God, who is the spring of living water.
呢个就系罪啦，选择咧唔从佢嗰度嚟到饮活水。因为它就是活水的泉源。
And instead, we go and we dig our own wells, trying to create for ourselves our own human-made source of water.
相反，我们自己去挖掘自己的井，试图为自己创造我们人自己人造的水源。
And we end up making a well that is broken and cracked. It can't hold water, it's always leaking.
最后我们做了一个烂的井出来，裂开的，不能够载到水，成日漏水的。
And yet we choose to keep going to that broken well, over going to God's well.
但是我们继续选择去那个烂井那里，而不去神那个井那里。
John is telling us, all of us do this. All of us sin. And if we say we don't, we're lying.
约翰告诉我们，我们所有人都犯罪，全部人都有。如果我们说没有，我们就是讲大话了。
So all of us need to practice confession.
所以我们所有人都要去练习怎样认罪。
We need to admit out loud that we walk in the darkness.
我们要大声地来到承认我们在黑暗中行。
And then repentance. Repentance is the word that means turn around. Do a 180.
然后就是悔改。悔改这个词的意思就是零转身，180度的转身。
Make a decision to stop walking in the dark and choose to walk in the light of God.
做出选择，不再行在黑暗里面，而是选择行在神的光里面。
Repentance is making the choice to keep in step with the Holy Spirit, to hold on to the words of Jesus, and to trust the promises of the Father.
悔改就是选择和圣灵保持一致，持守耶稣基督的话，和相信父神的应许。
Repentance is two steps, saying no to something, and then saying yes to God.
悔改是两部曲来的，第一就是对某些事说不，然后第二就是向神说是的。
Without the practice of confession and repentance, we will never be able to grow in godly character.
如果我们没有实践认罪和悔改，我们永远都无法长成敬虔的品格。
We will not be able to grow because we won't be open to change. We won't give access to God. And we will not experience more of God in our life.
我们不会愿意改变，我们不会被神接触我们，我们在生命里面也都不会更多的经历神。
So I have three questions for us to think about this morning.
所以今天早上有三个问题我们可以想一想的。
First question, how does confession and repentance lead to more freedom, victory, and image bearing?
第一个问题就是认罪和悔改怎样带来更多的自由、胜利和令我们胜在更加多神的形象呢？
Second question, what are some barriers that keep us from practicing confession and repentance?
第二个问题就是阻碍我们认罪悔改的那些障碍是什么呢？
And then what are some practical ways we can begin to build into our lives the practice of confession and repentance?
同埋有咩实际嘅方法，我哋可以开始我喺生活中建立认罪同埋悔改嘅一个习惯呢
？Okay, first question.
好，第一个问题。
How does confession and repentance lead to more freedom, victory, and image bearing?
咁认罪同悔改点样带嚟更多嘅自由、胜利同埋更好嘅承载神嘅形象呢
？We know that if we confess our sins, John says he is faithful and just.And will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
我们知道约翰说，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
So confession is basically us opening the door of our life for God to come in and shine His light in our house.
所以因此呢，认罪基本上就是我们为神呢，打开我们的大门呢，让神进入我们的生命里面，让他的光呢，可以照到我们。
When he comes in, he forgives us and then purifies us from all unrighteousness, from the darkness.
当他进入我们的心田的时候，他宽恕我们，然后从一切的不义里面洗净我们，在黑暗中洁净我们。
I love this little devotional that I read when I think I was in grade 9.
我想在大概九年班的时候，很喜欢看到一个灵修的资料。
We did this little devotional at a spring retreat for our youth group, and it changed my life.
当时是一个青年团的春季的退休会，我做这个灵修，这个灵修改变了我的一生。
Have you ever heard of this little booklet?
你有没有看过这一本这样的小册子呢？
My Heart, Christ's Home by Robert Boyd Munger.
Munger 先生写的《我的心，基督的家》。
It's a beautiful little series of exercises where you imagine Jesus moving into different rooms in your nice American suburban house.
这个是一个很好的系列的练习来的。那你可以想象主耶稣基督入到你很漂亮的一间美式的郊区的房间里面，进入不同的房间那里。
So he goes into your bedroom, and he goes into your kitchen, and he goes into your living room, and then he goes into your dining room, and then he checks your office.
那他进入你的睡房，去你的客厅、厨房、饭厅那里，然后去到你的办公室那里。
I know, this doesn't really translate in my little two-bedroom condo here in Vancouver, but you get the idea.
我知道很难转换成为我温哥华那个的两房公寓单位，不过你明白的了。
Each room represents a different part of your life, and by going through the devotional, Jesus brings up areas in our life that need purifying.
每个房间代表你生命里面不同的部分，通过灵修，耶稣指出我们生命里面需要洁净的那些区域。
This little booklet is now free online.And I put a link of it on our Facebook page on Fraser Lands Church.
现在呢，这本小册子是免费的，你到菲山伦教会那个的面书的网站呢，可以看到一个的连结，就找到这本书了。
As we invite God into our house, the light of God exposes what is in the darkness.
当我们邀请神进入我们的心田的时候，神呢就显露了黑暗里面的一些东西。
And then we can begin to work with God to deal with the stuff that's been piling up in our house.
我们就可以开始和神合作，来到处理里面堆积了那些东西。
And then, as we exercise our wills, as we make choices to repent, to act on the things that Jesus points out,
然后呢，我们运用我们的意志，来到做出一些悔改的选择，对耶稣所指出的这些事情呢，采取一些行动。
We will slowly experience more and more freedom and victory, and we will start to look more and more like God.
咁我哋就会慢慢咧可以经历越嚟越多嘅自由同埋胜利，我哋开始咧越嚟越似神啦。
Now that's a simplistic way of explaining the process of confession and repentance。
呢个咧系一个好简单嘅过程咧，解释咗点样去认罪同埋悔改。
Before I talk about the barriers, let me give you some practical suggestions how to do this。
我哋讲一啲嘅障碍嘅时候咧，等我俾一啲实际嘅例子你哋，提议你哋。
First, confession and repentance requires that we cultivate a teachable heart.
第一就是认罪和悔改呢，是我们需要有培养一个受教的心。
A teachable heart is a soft heart, someone who is willing to admit that they could be wrong, that they could be sinful.
一个受教嘅心咧，系一个好软弱、好柔好柔软嘅心。一个人咧，愿意认佢嘅错，同埋咧承认佢会犯罪嘅。
It's someone that admits that they might need someone to point out something about their life.
佢哋需要有人指出佢哋生命里边嘅一啲嘢。
Being teachable is one of the most important qualities of a Christian.
有受教嘅心咧，系基督徒一个品格里边好重要嘅一个质素嚟嘅。
It's a sign of real humility.
是一个真正很谦逊的标志。
You know that you're not perfect.
你知自己不是完美的。
You know that there's always room to grow.
你知道常常都会有空间可以进步。
And you know you need others to help you grow.
你知道自己需要人来帮助你去成长。
You know that you're teachable if you're willing to ask others to tell you what your weaknesses are.
如果你愿意咧，叫弟兄姊妹话俾你知你嘅弱点系乜嘢嘅咧，咁你就有一个受教嘅心啦。
You know that you're teachable if you can control yourself not to become immediately defensive when someone points out your weaknesses.
你咧系一个有受教嘅心嘅人，如果你可以能够做到咧，系当人哋指出你嘅弱点嘅时候，你唔即刻嚟到为自己辩护。
You know you're teachable if you're willing to pray Psalm 139 to God.
如果你愿意用诗篇139篇嚟到祈祷咧，你就有一个受教嘅心啦。
Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting.
神啊，求你监察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
I'll be honest with you. If I meet someone who is not teachable,
我好诚实咁同你讲，如果我见到有个人咧冇受教嘅心嘅时候。
I don't care how gifted they are. I don't care how many degrees they have. I don't care how experienced they are. I will not allow them to become a leader in the church.
我唔在乎佢有几多嘅恩赐，我唔在乎佢有几多嘅学位或者有几多嘅经验，我系唔会俾呢个人咧做教会嘅领袖嘅。
The most dangerous Christian leaders are men and women who have power and a title, but are not teachable.
最危险的基督徒领袖就是那些拥有能力、权力和咸头的人，但就没有受教的心的人。
That means when something needs correcting, they won't be open to receive feedback. Most people will be too intimidated to talk to them.
意思就是当某人需要纠正的时候，他们不会接受别人的回应，而且大多数人都会害怕跟他们聊天。
And I've learned that that is so dangerous.
我学习到这件事其实真的很危险的。
So the first step to learning to be to practice confession and repentance is to learn to be teachable.
所以学习认罪同悔改嘅第一步咧，就系要有受教嘅心。
The second practical step is to confess your sins out loud, James chapter 5.
第二个步骤喺雅各书五章嗰度讲到咧，就系咧要认你嘅罪，要大声咁样承认。
Is anyone among you in trouble? Let them pray. Is anyone happy? Let them sing songs of praise.Is anyone among you sick? Let them call the elders of the church to pray over them and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise them up. If they have sinned, they will be forgiven.
你们中间有受苦的呢，他就该祷告；有喜乐的呢，他就该歌颂。你们中间有病了的呢，他就该请教会的长老来，他们可以奉主的名用油抹他，为他祷告。出于信心的祈祷要救那病人，主必叫他起来。他若犯了罪，也必蒙赦免。
Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other, so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective.
所以你们要彼此认罪，互相代求，使你们可以得医治。二人祈祷所发的力量是大有功效的。
These instructions are given to the church by James, the brother of Jesus.
这些的提示是耶稣基督的弟弟雅各给教会的。
He tells us how we can respond when someone is sick.
他告诉我们，当有人生病的时候，我们可以怎样去回应。
He also tells us how to deal with sin.
亦都话俾我哋听咧，点样处理罪啦
？Confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed.
你们要彼此认罪，互相代求，使你们可以得医治。
You know, I think the Catholic Church has it partially right on this, their practice of public confession.
你知唔知？我认为天主教咧喺呢一方面咧都有部分系正确嘅，就系咧佢哋去公开嘅认罪。
Catholics are encouraged to publicly approach a priest and speak their sins out loud. I think this is a very good practice.
公开到咧接近一个神职人员或者一个神父咧，而且大声嘅讲出佢嘅罪业，呢个咧真系一个好好嘅做法。
I think where they limit the practices, confession is made only to a priest.
我认为佢哋咁嘅做法嘅限制咧，就系佢哋净系同神父嚟到认罪。
I think from what James is saying, we can confess our sins to any brother or sister who is willing to listen and pray for us.
我认为咧，雅各所讲嘅就系我哋可以向任何嘅弟兄或者姊妹认罪，如果佢哋愿意嚟到聆听同埋为我哋祈祷嘅时候。
Why is confessing our sins out loud important?
点解大声认罪对我哋嚟讲系咁重要嘅呢？
I think it's a way we can practice moving from walking in the darkness to walking in the light.
我认为这个就是可以帮助我们本来从黑暗中里面行的可以转移到去在光明里面行。
Also, James tells us healing is possible if we confess our sins out loud to each other.
雅各说痊愈是有可能的，当我们大声地互相认罪的时候就可以了。
You see, the nature of sin is that it likes to be hidden and private.
罪嘅本质咧，佢系中意隐藏咧，同埋喺私隐里面嘅。
Also, the devil likes to make us feel shame and fear, so that we can't confess our sins out loud.
魔鬼咧，亦都将中意咧，我哋觉得咧系认罪系感到羞耻同埋害怕，以致我哋咧唔可以大声咁样嚟到同人分享我哋嘅罪。
Because the devil knows that if we confess our sins to each other, we will receive healing.
因为魔鬼知道如果我们大声地彼此认罪的时候我们就会得医治。
There's something about speaking our sins out loud that can sometimes break the power those sins have over our lives.
大声讲出我们的罪有时可以打破这些罪恶在我们生命里面的影响。
By confessing our sins to someone, we bring them into the light.
通过向某人认罪我们将他们带入去光明里面。
And I remind people when I pray with them that God wants us to bring things from the dark into the light, but He never does it to shame or embarrass or judge us.
我要提醒人咧，当我哋一齐祈祷嘅时候咧，神希望我哋将事物从黑暗嗰度带入去光明中。但系神咁样做咧，从来唔系为咗要羞辱我哋，唔系要令我哋尴尬，亦都唔系为咗审判我哋。
He always brings things into the light because He knows if we deal with those things His way.We will be free.
神咧常常将呢啲嘅事情咧带入光明里边，因为咧佢知道咧，当我哋咁样去处理呢啲事嘅时候咧，我哋就会得到自由啦。
So I have a question for you.
我第一个问题啦。
When was the last time you were willing to confess your sins to another person?
你对上一次咧系几时愿意向另一个人承认你嘅罪嘅咧？
When was the last time you heard someone confess their sins to you?
或者你对上一次几时听过有人向你认罪呢？
I just want to give you a simple reminder. When you confess your sins to each other,
我就系想俾一个好简单嘅提醒你哋，就系咧，当你哋咧互相嚟到认罪嘅时候
，Please pronounce the forgiveness of Jesus over them.
请同佢哋讲出耶稣对佢哋咧系有宽恕嘅。
Someone who is willing to confess their sins is always needs to know that they are forgiven.
当有人愿意认佢嘅罪嘅时候咧，佢系应该知道咧，佢嘅罪咧系永远被赦免嘅。
A third practical suggestion for confession and repentance.
第三个关于认罪同悔改嘅实际提议系
：If we want more freedom, more renewal in our life, it's not enough just to confess our sins. It's important, but it's not enough.
如果你想要更多的自由，我们生命里面有更多的更新，仅仅承认我们的罪是不够的，这件事很重要，但是不够。
We are called to make the choice to repent.
我们是被呼召去做一个悔改的选择的。
Make a decision to turn away from sin. Renounce and cut off lies that you know you should not be holding on to. Say no to walking in the darkness.
做一个决定就是远离罪恶，并且放弃和切断那些你不应该坚守的谎言，拒绝在黑暗中行。
Now, repentance isn't just saying no to the dark.
但悔改不是只是对黑暗说不。
Repentance means saying yes to the light.
悔改意思是向光讲是的。
So don't just turn away from sin, turn towards God.
所以呢不要只是远离罪恶，我们要直接转向神。
Don't just renounce lies, turn towards obedience.
我们不要呢是我们要转向顺服，不是只是放弃谎言。
Choose to hold on to the truth. Don't just say no to darkness, say yes to God.
选择持守真理，不是只是向黑暗讲不，而是要向神讲是。
And that means you need to listen and hear God.
意思呢就是你要倾听神的声音和顺服祂。
How can you obey unless you've received a command?
你如果听不到神的命令的时候，你怎么可以顺服呢？
How can you say yes unless you've heard a request?
你怎可以讲话是的呢？除非你听到那个的要求。
How can you hold on to truth unless it's spoken to you?
除非你听到的真理，如果不是，你怎样能够持守它呢？
If you really want to experience freedom and victory in repentance,
如果你真的想经历到认罪悔改的那个
If you really want to see godly character take root in your life, you need to hear God.
如果你真的想承受到神那个的品格，你要聆听神。
Yes, God can speak through the Bible, and He certainly does.
在圣经里面呢，他说是的，真的要这样做。
But sometimes God also will speak through a person who is praying for you.
但有时呢，神会向一个向你为你祈祷的人来讲说话的。
Or through a still small voice.
或者有个微小的声音。
Or through a vision or a dream.
异象或者是一个的梦。
Be open to what God has for you.
我们呢，要向神呢，有个开放的心。
And when God speaks, don't just focus on what you're saying no to.
我们呢当讲嘢的时候，我们不只是注目在我们要拒绝做的那些事上面。
Focus more on what God wants you to say yes to instead.
我们要注目多一点在要向神讲是的那些事上面。
A final question for this morning.
我们今天最后一个问题。
What are some of the barriers that keep us from practicing confession and repentance?
阻碍我们认罪悔改的那些障碍是什么呢？
It's plain in scripture that Christians ought to practice confession and repentance.
经文讲得很清楚，基督徒是应该要认罪和悔改的。
I shouldn't have to convince a single Christian that these are good and necessary things to do in our life.
我没什么理由还要去说服一个基督徒是需要去认罪和悔改和实践做好的事的。
I shouldn't have to convince you even to confess your sins publicly to one another.
甚至呢，我是不应该要说服你们要公开互相的认罪的。
So why is this so hard? And why don't we do it?
为什么这么难呢？我们为什么不做呢？
Why is this not happening more regularly in our life together in the church?
为什么我们生命和教会里面呢，这些事情呢，不会有多些的互相认罪这样发生呢？
And what barriers do we have to be aware of and learn to overcome?
我们有什么的障碍我们必须要意识到和学习去克服的呢？
I think there are a few.
我想都有几个。
First, there's a lot of cultural barriers.
首先有很多文化的障碍。
Expectations of what it means to be a man or a woman.What it means to be young or old, respected and honored, an expectation for what leaders should be like.
或者对成为一个男士或者女士的期望应该是怎样，成为一个年轻人或者老年人的期望，或者呢是一个被尊重或者有荣誉的人，或者对领导者是应该有什么的期望呢？
All of these things can become a barrier to obedience.
所有这些都可以成为我们信服的障碍。
You see, the higher you are in the church,the less likely you're going to confess to somebody who's below you.
你知道在教会里面，如果你比较高位的时候，你就更加难向一些好像低一些的来到期。
The older you are, the less likely you'll confess to someone who's younger.
如果你年纪大一些，就很难向年纪轻一些的人认罪了。
Men shouldn't show weakness.
人呢，男人呢，不应该示弱的。
And on and on and on.
等等啊，很多的想法。
And then for many of us here at Fraser Lance Church, there's the culture of shame and face.
然后呢，对于我们菲斯特伦教会很多人来讲呢，有关于面子或者是耻辱的文化。
We can't talk about these things out loud.
我们不可以大声地谈论这些事。
We can't confess our sins or we lose face.
我们不可以去认罪，因为我们会失去面子。
I just want to leave us with this question.
我想把这个问题留给大家。
Is it possible that our ethnic or national culture can create barriers for us to obey Jesus?
有冇可能就系我哋嘅民族或者国家文化会成为我哋信服神嘅障碍呢？
Maybe the first places we need to confess and repent are the ways that our Chinese culture or Canadian culture or our idea of what it means to be a man or a woman, how those things have kept us in bondage, kept us from walking in the light of God.
或者我哋需要认罪同悔改，第一个地方就系我哋嘅中国文化或者加拿大文化，或者我哋咧认为一个男性或者女性嘅理想应该系点样嘅，令我哋处于一个束绑里边，使我哋咧唔能够行喺神嘅光明里面。
A second thing, a barrier, is many of us are afraid.
第二样嘢咧，我哋系嘅障碍，大家都好害怕嘅系咩咧
？We are afraid if we confess our sins, people will judge us.
我哋好害怕认罪嘅时候，人就会审判我哋、批评我哋啦。
We are afraid of being seen for who we really are.
我哋好怕俾人睇到真实嘅我哋系点样嘅。
It's terrifying when we have learned to live behind a mask all of our lives, and now we finally have to show others who we are.
我哋成世人可能学习咗生活喺个面具后边，但系依家忽然间咧要向人展示真实嘅我哋咧，我哋觉得呢件好可怕嘅事情。
And here I would say this: if we would realize who God is,
咁所以我喺度咧，我要话，如果我哋真系意识到神系边个嘅咧
，What it really means when God says that He is gracious and compassionate，
当神话佢系仁慈同埋富有同情心嘅
，That it is God's kindness that leads us to repentance。
咁呢个系神嘅仁慈咧，引导我哋去有一个悔改嘅心。
That God is not out to get us, to hurt us, or to judge us.
神系唔会嚟追究我哋、伤害我哋同埋审判我哋嘅。
Maybe we would have the courage to be our real selves in front of Him.
或许咧，我哋系需要鼓起勇气嚟到真真正正嚟到神面前做翻真正嘅自己。
And maybe we would learn to be more gentle with each other.
或者我哋就可以学识，我哋对大家可以更加嘅温柔。
How can we ever become a community of healing and renewal if people are too scared to confess their sins to each other?
如果人咧唔敢互相认罪嘅时候，我哋点可以成为一个能够以给予治愈嘅群体咧
？How can we ever be renewed if we judge each other and look down on each other?
我哋点可以帮人哋嚟到医治咧？如果我哋互相批评同埋睇唔起嘅话
？Or we hear someone is sinned and we are disappointed in them?Or we shame each other.
或者我哋倾向彼此感到失望，或者咧互相令大家感到羞耻。
It will just drive sinners back into the darkness and keep us from really ministering to each other.
咁就会让罪人咧翻去黑暗里面啦，而且咧令到我哋唔会再彼此服侍。
Church renewal will happen at Fraserlands Church when we become a safe enough place for sinners to confess their sins out loud.And receive a response of grace and prayers for healing.
当我哋呢度成为一个很安全嘅地方，让罪人可以大声认罪，同埋咧得到恩典嘅回应同埋医治嘅祈祷嘅时候，菲沙伦教会咧就可以更新啦。
Finally, if we're honest with each other, we all like to walk in the dark.
最后咧，我哋要彼此诚实，其实我哋都中意行喺黑暗里面。
There are some very comforting sins that we find great pleasure and relief in.
有啲罪咧，系令人感到好舒服嘅，会喺罪里边得到极大嘅快乐同埋安慰。
Sins that have become addictions, sins that we have lived with so long we don't know how to stop.
甚至有啲罪咧，我哋上咗瘾，或者有啲罪我哋做得太耐啦，我哋唔知道点样停下来。
And to you, I would say this.
对你而言咧，我会咁样讲。
Do not settle for less than what God is offering you.
唔好满足少于神能够所赐俾你嘅嘢。
Life in the light is not easy.
生活在光明中是不容易的。
But freedom and victory, bearing God's image, is infinitely better than anything that the darkness can offer you temporarily.
但是自由和胜利和更好的承载神的形象永远是比你在黑暗中活是好很多。
Again, as I have prayed for many in this church, it is clear that the sins that we harbor in our lives are often there to help us cope with pain and fear, worries and insecurities.
我再次提翻一样嘢，就系正如咧，我为好多人祈祷一样，好明显，藏匿喺我哋生活里面嘅罪，经常咧喺嗰度帮助我哋去应对痛苦、恐惧、忧虑或者不安全感。
We genuinely feel we need these things to survive, and we've gotten used to relying on sin. to numb our pain and soothe our loneliness.
我哋咧真系觉得咧呢啲罪咧系我哋需要帮我哋生存落去嘅，我哋习惯咗依靠呢啲罪嚟麻醉我哋嘅痛苦啦，或者去舒缓我哋嘅孤独感。
The darkness offers to protect us.
黑暗话佢可以保护我哋。
But the darkness really only has one purpose.
但系黑暗咧其实只有一个目的。
And that is to steal, kill, and destroy.
就系盗取、杀戮同埋毁灭。
All sin does is leave us in bondage and chains. All sin does is lead us to death.
所有嘅罪咧，都系让我哋咧系有束绑同埋喺枷锁里面嘅。所有嘅罪咧，都会系为我哋带嚟死亡。
So I declare to you this morning the gospel of Jesus. Repent, for the kingdom of God is near.
所以我今天早上同你哋宣告耶稣嘅福音，悔改啦，因为上帝嘅国近啦。
Jesus says, "I am the living water. Come to me."
耶稣话：我就系活水，嚟揾我啦。
His promises are real, they're powerful, and they are so good.
佢嘅承诺咧系真实嘅，系有能力嘅，同埋非常之美好嘅。
So you can leave your broken wells. Jesus can set you free.
所以你可以留下你嗰个破烂嘅井啦。耶稣基督可以让你自由。
And Jesus can give you what you've always needed.
耶稣可以俾到你一直真系想要嘅嘢。
He will protect you.
佢会保护你。
He will bear your pain.
祂会承载你的痛苦。
His love will drive out fear.
祂的爱可以驱除恐惧。
And his light will give you life.
祂的光可以为你带来生命。
So will you come to Jesus this morning?
你今天早上会来到耶稣这里吗?
Will you choose to say yes to him?
你会跟祂说话是的主这样吗?
Let's pray.
我们一起祈祷。
Jesus, help us hear the gospel.
主耶稣帮助我们听到福音。
Help us hear your words of life.
帮助我们听到你生命的话语。
And give us courage.
给我们勇气。
Courage to say yes to you.
向你说是的这样的勇气。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.